We're back here on Giants.com. Today's Giants Insider is insider for the NFL Network, Ian Rappaport. Ian, we're here at the Combine. Everyone with the NFL is watching what's going on the field in the workouts, but I'm sure you're keeping your ear to the pavement on what's happening behind the scenes. What types of things happen here at the Combine that the fans don't know about?
Well, you know, I think when you have all the agents in the NFL are actually going through an agent meeting today, and they have meetings set with basically every team. So it sort of sets the groundwork for what's going to happen in free agency, which players are going to get what deals, who values who, and there's that free agency part of it, and you start to learn, like, what is the offseason going to be like? How's it going to be structured? What are the important storylines? It kind of lays the foundation for what we do over the next three or so months, and then, of course, you start to get to know, you know, some of the draft guys and figure out where everyone's starting to fit, but, of course, for that, you got about 3 months to go.
What is your sense of this offseason and how quickly everything is going to start when free agency begins? So much money out there and so many teams needing help with the players that are available.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of money. It's not a great, great free agent class. Now, I think it'll get better when you have some of the potential cap casualties. You see some big-name guys, you know, who'll be out there for the taking, guys like maybe Arian Foster, maybe Mario Williams, maybe Charles Johnson with the Panthers. Some of those guys who might be available kind of bolster this free agent class, but there's a lot of money available. Everyone's got a lot of cap space. The only thing I'll say is teams aren't really in a rush to just spend like they do in the past, because we've seen so many of the teams that just kind of relax at the start of free agency and pay guys maybe in the second week. Those are a lot of times the teams that are doing work in December and January.
Final question. Sense of the market for three key Giant free agents: Jason Pierre-Paul, Prince Amukamara, and Robert Ayers.
Well, we'll start with JPP. You know, I think he's going to have a good market. Stats weren't great last year. How disruptive he was, that was evident. You know, he wasn't perfect last year. Obviously, he's still working to get his hand to where he can fully use it. But I thought if you're looking for a real disruptive pass rusher, I think he's still got that. Robert Ayers is a really interesting one, because I think there's probably a lot of people who aren't Giants fans who don't really know much about him. He's incredibly productive. And when JPP was on the field, Ayers became like a star. You know, I would imagine that'd be a priority for the Giants to re-sign. And the reality is, you know, he's going to get a lot of interest on the free. I mean, I already hear about it. You know, interest on the free agent market, just because he sort of emerged out of nowhere as a really good, you know, pass rusher. And then for Prince, you know, I would expect him to test the market. It's not a great, great corner class, so he could benefit from that. But of course, he's sort of proven his worth to the Giants over the last couple of years, so I'm sure they'll be in the mix.
Ian, we appreciate the time, and best luck the rest of the weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, we thank him for joining us on another Giants Insider from the Combine, Indianapolis, on Giants.com.